The vision of Christ is to see His church mature and manifest His fullness. The message you're about to listen to will engrave the perfection of Christ in your heart and cause you to thread victoriously on the path of life. Now hear the glorious words of eternal life from Apostle Stephen Lawrence Tamatos.
We need lessons in spirituality. When we go to heaven, we'll still learn about God. Have you ever seen someone who died and they said bad things about him at the funeral before? Even the worst criminals become angels at funerals. You are working very hard so that one day when you die, they'll say good things about you. You have the consciousness of death. There are some people, they criticize charismatic churches because of the evil communication they've had. It's others. The reasons why people are not still working in mortality. Evil communication. Evil communication corrupts good manners. The evil communication imparts with the consciousness of death. They take away your power and energy to flow into success. You are finding it difficult to study a course. Surround yourself with those who do well in that particular course. Because their koinonia will move you to the next level. If you are very poor, start practicing the blessings of money. When we are talking about working in the supernatural, we must all come to a place where we give to the same thing and we say the same thing. Even the person preaching to you doesn't hear from God. But be that. You can't enter that arena. Forget it. Anybody who starts living the supernatural small, small, you have already started growing the seed of immortality. When Jesus died, as soon as the spirit of the Lord quickened his mortal body, he came back to life. This spirit will continuously quicken your mortal body to live in the resurrection power of Christ. Any believer that wants to operate in the streets of healing must understand how the spirit of the Lord quickens the mortal body of people. And that the process of metamorphosis, your body begins to grow. God gives you this particular body. When the virus enters, the virus will die. The seed of immortality. So there are some of you who have suffered from stomach ulcer. It's not supposed to be there. So many people come to church. They come in, that's part of healing. You are still there. When is man coming? When is man coming? Maybe I'm in a queue in the spirit. You are not in any queue. You are not in any queue. Are you getting the mystery? So when I hear people go to hospital, I don't condemn them. But everybody has the results of their own faith. Anything that Jesus Christ has overcome, through him we also overcame. Miracle starts from you. You know, I wish I had more time to give you more testimonies. Now, that's what you were there. Where one of our leaders said a testimony of how they were taking about 970,000 Ghana cedis to the bank. And the guy met them in front of the bank. The guy who spoke to him said one or two words. By the time the lady turned, enter to go and fill in deposits, money in your bank has turned into papers. Yes, one of our members went through this and called one of our leaders. Money, almost 1 million Ghana cedis, are turned into papers. Papers. Paper. The one in your book that you are looking at, that paper. Which there's nothing nice about. Papers. Some iron pass, some iron no. Only in the SEA. So when he told one of our leaders, then, she said she just smiled and called and said, you, he will return the money. Huh? So even before then, they have called police, they've arrested the guy. But the police, the guy looks more comfortable with the police people than even the person she has even duped. So the person was supposed to come and avenge you. Now he's friends with the enemy. What's up? You talk to me. Sometimes, Obi Nai say, and two other. So one of our leaders just said that, you bring back the money. The next day, they went to the shop. When they opened their shop, the money, everything, once the crumpled fish was on the center table. I said, some power pass on power. There's some power that pass on power. You bring it. Or you vomit. However you bring. Now, in that case, they were so blessed that the case went to Amapres. Like a Bamiwak, something would have happened. You zip in some power, pass on power. You'll be vomiting the money. We'll take video of you and put it on the internet. You vomit the money. Who? Why you meet those people who don't need anything? Play with their mind, dupe them and go away. I'm serious. Can I minister to you? Clap for the Lord Jesus. Tell somebody, immortality seed. I'm growing. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm growing into the very image of God. I'm manifesting the supernatural life. The life of God is in me. The life of God is in me. In Jesus' name. One of the things I've studied in the Bible and about Lord Jesus Christ is that he never cracked any joke. He never cracked any joke. So one day Jesus said that if you have a faith like a mustard seed, you can talk to this mountain, move from here and went to. That wasn't a joke. That was a serious statement because he knew it was possible. But you see, there are certain things that cut us from this manifestation. Now let us go. Why many are not immortal? Let's start on 2 Timothy 1 verse 10. Sunday's church. Sunday's church. Be serious with the things of the kingdom. God is not a joke. Okay? Even your lecturers, if you are serious with them. Your lecturers, oh, who don't even know the number of hairs on their head, you are serious with them. Now, flex here. Oh, yeah. Your time will come. Hey, Pastor, raise for me. Verse
10.
Listen very carefully.
But it's now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus.
Now, do you hear the word now? Now. The word is what?
Now.
The word is what?
Now.
The word is what?
Now.
The word is what?
Now.
Good. Let's continue.
By the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death.
Who has abolished death? Abolished death. You see, this side, many pastors don't want to preach it. You know why already. I tell you. Yeah. See why I'm laughing? I tell you. Amen. Yeah. You see the miracles, a lot of miracles happen in the church. Amen. I'll tell you the mystery of knowledge today from another angle. They open doors for this manifestation. Why is that? I don't understand. What apostle is preaching is opening doors for you to walk in the immortality. This you see miracles to me, sister. I'm telling you. And we are still preaching because that's what God is saying we should preach. The message of perfection in the kingdom. We'll preach it, we'll preach and we'll preach. Whether I like it or not, we are preaching it. Those who believe will walk in it. And you will be complaining and you won't be walking in it. And you'll be complaining and we'll be burying you. Even your cat, you'll still be complaining, we are burying you. About one or two people will cry for a while, they'll stop. Especially when they come and put the fried rice and the rest on the tables. After party. Beloved, you are one. Mankas apostle and cow. Okay, let's continue.
Who has abolished death?
Amen. Amen. Now let's go on to this place. Amen. Are you here with me? Isaiah 25 verse 8. I want to take a lot of scriptures now, okay? Then I can explain the bearers. Hey, some things I wish to say. People should suck. Hello? Okay, let's continue.
Isaiah 25 verse 8. He will swallow up death in victory.
He swallowed up death in victory. Oh, that's glorious. Amen.
And the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, you see, many of you are here. You don't understand the meaning of Jesus Christ being raised from the dead. Let me tell you. Do you know the reason why Jesus Christ came from the dead? So that you will not go there. Yeah, so you see that. So, Apostle, how possible? Anything that Christ defeated was for our sake. That will walk in the same manifestation. So, Jesus Christ came back from the dead to show us that he has authority over death. And it's in the scriptures everywhere. Some. Are you following? Now, after that demonstration to the world, Bible says he made a public spectacle of the enemy and he spoiled all principalities. All this thing was things to us that the devil would not come close to us. So anything that Jesus Christ has overcome, through him we also overcame. We'll still get to where the problem is. Let's continue.
We'll wipe away tears from off all faces.
Patron man of God. Let's go to what? 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Read the 12 and 13. Then we'll jump to here. And I want to be fast. Like speed, okay? See, that the rest of the message, I'm not really there preaching it proper, okay? I just want to be fast.
Now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead.
Very good.
How says some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead?
Why is it that some of you are saying there's no resurrection? But Jesus Christ has done it. Let's continue.
But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen?
So those who are dead, let's continue.
And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain.
Okay, let's go to the verse 18.
Verse 18. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished.
So here, from here you must understand, those who died in Christ, they are fallen asleep. That's how the kingdom will call them. They are what? They are falling asleep. So those of you whose grandparents died in the Lord, they are falling asleep. Are you here with me? Uh-huh. So let's continue. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 15, 32.
If after the manner of men I have fought with beasts at Ephesus, what advantage is it to me if the dead rise not?
Uh-huh.
Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die.
Uh-huh. Now listen very carefully. Paul is saying, sir, you people, shall. What advantage will come to me if I come here lying to everybody? Let us all eat and die tomorrow. Because Paul actually knows that we are not supposed to die. So if you are compromising the truth, then let us go towards that side. So it is noted that Apostle Paul says are one of the hardest to understand in the entire Bible, even though they look very simple. Yes. If you are saying that, okay, the message of immortality that I'm preaching, it is not true, then, beloved, leave here, go to your home, eat and die tomorrow. Yes. It's very simple. There's no giddy-giddy over here. There's no need to fight everything. After the service, Jesus said, okay, what's up? Grace. Then in your mind, you know that you are going to die. Like, can I continue? If you are saying, Paul just couldn't understand the people of Corinth. If you are saying that what I'm saying is not true, then everybody chill today, die tomorrow. You see, the typical lifestyle of the Europeans and the white, this is the typical lifestyle. Let's enjoy today. After all, life is short, very soon everybody dies. That's why the Europeans, they don't wait till they are rich like brigade before they go on vacations and the rest. So you have worked there, still no vacation, not even for 2 hours. You've not taken yourself to any resort to chill yourself or even, but the white, small hard work. They move around, they arrive everything. They go to the next city, they go and have fun, they come back. Africa, we don't understand. Africa, we understand. Work till you die. Yes, work till you die. If you don't work till you die, poverty will kill you before you die. Work till you die. Are you here with me? I go back, tell your colleagues, hey, work till you die. But me, I have a better mindset. Not even the whites. Yes, when you said the word of God, your mindset must change. Uh-huh. It's the seed of immortality. Amen. Let's continue. Many of you don't know the white people, but they love vacation, but as I said, don't know. It's Ghana that, see, Ghana, if you are removed, 5 cities to buy months to chill yourself for a while, you are contemplating what to eat tomorrow. This is typical African life. If you go to Paris, it's like France, everything's about love. Yes, love. Let's enjoy our life. So these days, they don't like marrying. Do you know why they don't like really marrying? Like, no, giving birth. They don't like giving birth. They like marriage, contract marriage. No children coming inside. So that we can have fun, you know. Children come inside, 9 months, you are in labor, that is washing, mommy's everything, like, and or bread cooking, no. Like, have fun. Okay, that's the mentality about it. Everything is love. Learn gently. I don't know her. So if you like befriend someone from Paris, after 2 days, he will ask of your hand in marriage or he'll be proposing to you. Yeah. There's some app where they teach people. They teach you their language and you teach them your language. You can follow those apps and see. Some more time now, they will tell you, oh, let's start dating. That's how they are. You see, when you are in Ghana, your culture is different. So when you are befriending someone outside the country, know where they are coming from. You must know where they are coming from. Is everybody listening to me? Uh-huh. These are the things going around the world. And it's just for your benefit, I've told you. So when you are in Paris, you have to be careful. Because anybody can date you anywhere. Excuse me, that's just by the way. That's why they call Paris the city of love. Have you heard that before? If you are here and God bless you with a lot of money, if you after marrying, take your wife or your husband to Paris, okay? Chill for about some 1 week. visit some places around the world and come back to Ghana, okay? Okay, that's just by the way. Excuse me. Now listen, you are coming to see the reasons why people are not still walking in mortality. Quickly, Pastor Erasmus is reading.
Be not deceived.
Be not deceived.
Evil communications corrupt good.
Evil communications corrupt good manners. Now, this word is true for all instances, but in the context of this scripture, Paul is saying that when you go to a place and people talk about death, they believe you'll die one day, you will die. That is the meaning of this word. That this is what Paul called them evil communication. That means communication that are contrary to our faith. So when we are talking about working in the supernatural, we must all come to a place where we yield to the same thing and we say the same thing. This is progressive. That's why if you want to work in some graces like healing anointing, prophetic anointing, surround yourself with a group of friends that operates in that grace. Talk about it more. You don't need to do under this passage. You're already there. Very secret. But if you are still working in these cycles, you know them. I don't want to mention their names. Where even the person preaching to you doesn't hear from God. What be that? You can't enter that arena. Forget it. You are being corrupt already. So there are some people, they criticize charismatic churches because of the evil communication they've had with others. So we are saying that until you unleash yourself into, you see, evil communication, this communication don't come from trees and chairs, so from human beings. Until you surround yourself with the same thing. So as we need Pastor, we are saying, Jesus, can you imagine? I'm walking in some dimension, Bishop, very soon. When I'm walking on the streets, and even someone sees me, how the person fall under the power of God. We begin to talk about this. And we have what we call the koinonia. The koinonia. The word is the koinonia. I want you to say the word. Koinonia. That means distributions. Sharing. We are sharing resources, spiritual resources. Sharing. Koinonia. The sharing of things. Things of interest. So many of you are, if you are there, you are finding it difficult to study a course. Surround yourself with those who do well in that particular course. Because their koinonia will move you to the next level. Why not? Because no, so you have a group of stupid, visionless guys around you. Then you'll be there every day, poor coming. Charlie, me, I know the sea top. Then your friend will say, me, I know the sea top. Every day, me, I know the sea top. The other ones, I know the sea top. Everybody know the sea top. You are in a group of people who know the sea top. You won't see anything top ever in your life. Because this evil communication, they corrupt your system. They take away your power and energy to flow into success. They hinder you. Your vision and eyesight, foresight, you cannot see anything. Am I ministering to somebody? I thought you'd be clapping. Sometimes, some people don't know the shortcut to get certain things. You are here, you have a relative who wants to give birth. Let her, once in a while, go to spend time in the world where people give birth. After you can see me, I'll give you some that. That's all. Yeah. Do you know the scientific explanation about Jacob's ability to cheat Laban with producing certain species Laban didn't expect from the world? If the person likes it, the person should buy clothes or baby things, give it to those who have given birth fresh, less than 6 weeks birth. When God wanted to bless Abraham, you know, he said, look, as far as you can see, that's what you can get. Huh? As far as you can see, you can see. Miracle starts from you. If you can't see it, you can't have it. I expect people to shout and celebrate. If you are very poor, start practicing the presence of money. Sometimes when I need money, I begin to communicate to the spirit realms. This one I won't teach you. Another day. Oh, me, they know me that I teach freely. I'm not those type of people. Another day. I don't want to change the topic. That's why. Yeah, of course. So first, evil communications. Company of people who don't believe in your grace. They don't want to move to where you are moving to. Things like this, amen. I want to be fast. The next reason is why people are not moving their immortality. The next reason, Continue on reading. It's over there.
Awake to righteousness.
Awake to righteousness,
And sin not.
And sin not.
For some have not the knowledge of God.
The second reason is people don't have the knowledge of God. But I spoke to you about the mystery of knowledge. People don't have the knowledge of, that's why always you must be studying. You must study anytime. That's why always just be present to listen to the word of God. At least this idea, you should never miss it. There are some people when they come to church, by the time they come, then we are finished giving offering. You see, your ignorance will produce certain works in your life. It's dangerous. Can I minister to you? Are you sure? So let's continue. I don't have time. So all this, I'm not talking much about the knowledge of God. I'll tell you the mystery. But let your cause go.
I speak this to your shame. But some man will say, how are the dead raised up?
Now, because of that, I want to go. There are three reasons, okay? Now, look at what? Evil communication. The knowledge of God. The last one, I don't really count this part, but I count this part because I want you to understand, but it's the consciousness of death. That's all. The consciousness of death. The reason why I say I don't really say it, because the first two show in the consciousness of death. The first two, evil communication, the knowledge of God. If you don't have them, you have the consciousness of death. The evil communication imparts with the consciousness of death. So those of you who have consciousness of death, that you are working very hard so that one day when you die, they'll say good things about you. You have the consciousness of death. One day they'll say good things. Yes, even though they'll say good things about you, you are producing your own death. Yeah, one day they'll say good things that they'll say. Have you ever seen someone who died and they said bad things about him at the funeral before? Even the worst criminals become angels at funerals. Hey, Bibra, hey, no, yo, Oyepa, Odonimpa, Miss Odonimpa, Ubrana, who was killing people's children, no? Odonimpa. Nisem guai, nisem gu. Abadi nebi bisa brak obina on ye bimo. You realize I can act, eh? I should join the drama. Legoma, I'm already part of drama stars. I don't know. It's just I'm always behind the scene trying to edit this screen, help with the direction. Help with the direction. Oh, yeah. I believe in that a lot. Amen. Anyway, that's a blessing. Come for the Lord Jesus. Amen. Let's go to the verse 40. Amen. At your free time, study this very well, the chapter 15 yourself. Verse 40.
There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is
so another. There are celestial bodies and they are what? Terrestrial bodies. The terrestrial bodies are the bodies that we have on earth, and the celestial bodies are the bodies in heaven. So even if you don't die that way and you get to heaven like Elijah or Noah, you undergo a transformation of your body, because this your body cannot stay in heaven. So under the process of metamorphosis, God gives you, amen, your body begin to grow. Like I said, in certain features, it will change in nature, like you see. But it will change in quality. Good. Can I minister to you? So when we see your face like Pastor Erasmus, but then this particular body, no, when virus enter, the virus will die. And that's how it is. There are some of you, you're already working in that field, small. Anybody who starts living the supernatural small, you have already started growing the seed of immortality. You don't fall sick. Mosquitoes bite you, sir. So the mosquito themselves get tired, discouraged. They have to go and read motivational books, sir, and come back again. You know, you don't know. They too, they try to empower themselves. So be there. Do you know that they are lecturers? Do you know they are spiritual fathers? What are you saying? You know the kind of spiritual nourishment they receive before coming to bite you. Well, sometimes, you see, you can't see you. That's your problem. Don't judge too quickly. If this tiny malaria can give you this thing. Anyway, let me end over here. Amen. Are you here with me? Amen. Pastor Erasmus, continue with the bodies.
There is one glory of the sun and another glory of the moon and another glory of the stars.
So everybody has its own glory. Everybody has its own glory. Like I said, what it can do, the beauty and the quality of it. Everybody has its own glory. Are you listening to what I'm saying? So there are some of you, by the presence of you in your roommate, even your roommate, like, if you are before, they can attack them again, because when they come and you are in the room, they turn back. Yeah, because of the glory that comes from your body. Because of the what? You know, when Elisha died there, they threw a dead body to hit his bones. The dead body came back to life. Yes, because of the glory in that body. There's a residue of the anointing still present. So there are portals over there that connects people to heaven. Can I minister to you? The same thing. So there are some of you, the level you've got to, you are very powerful, but you don't know. There are many witches they have resigned in their hometown because of your presence. Some have gone premature retirement. So there are some people that the enemy wish to attack, but because of their connections with you, God is preserving their lives. See, these are the complicated nature of our faith that many people don't understand. So if you see someone trying to criticize Christians, then it's funny. Me today, I can come and tell me about the person so that I'll show the person small. That's all. I'll show the person small. I'll make sure one, your girlfriend breaks up your heart very hard. I'll tell you before it happens. If you got here, by God's grace, I've influenced elections, whatever it takes. The last, I think I was telling people, right, that one of my colleagues, they were going for election, came to call me that I should be prayer. I say, hey, me, I don't do that thing. Me, I should be prayer. No, go. Don't do prayers. Don't pray. Don't do anything. Me, I'll do everything for you. The margin he gave the guy, it was pathetic. Me, the guy was more famous than him. Yeah, winning elections is a spiritual thing now. That's why I confidently say some things. Because yes, and no. We'll just finish with it fast. We don't have any problem with that. One of our brethren told me that one woman was worrying at the office. I told myself, I'll start making this woman greet this girl. And I did it. One day she was giving me the testimony, I swear, but she didn't know what I did. That the woman now greets him. I said, okay, that's good. I wasn't even expecting the testimony because I know it has happened already. It's okay, don't look at me some way. I use the anointing for good purposes. Only good, yes, good purposes. Come for the Lord Jesus. Use the, I always tell you that Bible says Jesus Christ was anointed with power and the Holy Ghost and went about healing all those who were oppressed and doing good. There's doing good there. It's not only healing the sick. There's doing good. Can use the anointing to do good in your business. To do good in your mother's business. To do good in your academy. To do good, good. The word is good. Anything good, good. This one is chasing your father. Do good. Do good to your mother. So I chase your father. Do what? Do good to your mother. Do good. Do good. So if you are here and your father is chasing some small guests, you can't do anything. Shame on you. Some of you know it already. Your mother has been crying out to you and you've been giving her this encouragement message. God has brought you into a kingdom of power. Show it. Do you know what she's feeling? If it were you and your beloved sitting on you, okay, who crowd that you are dating, you see how you get jealous. Then someone who has gone to the altar, exchanged many vows, has suffered to give birth to you, preserve you to today. You cannot do common thing. Do her good. That's one, do your parents good. If someone chases your mother, father is far away, do good. That's one, do good. I want to the thing to enter your, do good. Do good. The anointing is also for doing good. No, when someone can tell, Apostle, please, I have mangy, I have kata. Then you say, receive your healing. No, it's also for doing good. What I say? Clap for the Lord. Is that prophet? They respond, they know they have been doing good. And they do good. Yes. I can say, okay, oh, do good. Oh, that's powerful. Amen. Who do good? Who do good, la? We are doing good. Amen. Verse 51.
Behold, I show you a mystery.
Behold, I show you a mystery.
We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed.
You are not clapping for the Lord Jesus. We shall all not die. That's the meaning of the word. We shall all not die. We shall all not die. Some people will not walk in this manifestation. Don't die. We'll bury them. But we shall all not die. There are some of you who wait until that twinkle of an eye where Jesus will come. Yes, some people don't die. They'll see Christ come. Some people will live in this manifestation. We shall all not die by then. We shall all not die. Amen.
Blessed one, we trust you've been transformed by this message. For your testimonies of how Apostle Sefam Tamaklos Ministry has been a blessing to you, kindly call or WhatsApp us on 0574135513 or email us on the Glorious Church Brethren 100@gmail.com. You can also get this and any other message of our man of God from our online stores. Keep enjoying this life-transforming atmosphere.